It's East Coast Breakfast.
President Matamela Cyril Cupcake Ramaphosa, who is going to be giving the State of the Nation address. But what? How different is it going to be? I don't know. So we have East Coast Radio's news editor with us, Marius van der Walt, who will help us understand what we can expect. Morning, Marius.
Look, I think you can't look further than the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Job creation, how are we going to get the economy growing? Predictions are that, like, in the near future, we're not going to see economic growth of more than 2%, which, frankly, is not enough to solve our unemployment problem.
Mm.
We need about 5%. So I think a lot of time will be spent on the economy. A lot of time always is spent on crime, corruption, all of those kind of things.
Mm.
But, you can't look further. We need to get this economy growing. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
It's the first SONA that we've seen our ANC president and President Cyril Ramaphosa do this president's speech without GNU. How will it be different, Marius?
Carmen, that'll be interesting to see, right? Because 2 weeks before the State of the Nation address, you have this massive cabinet like Khotla, where everybody gets together. And this year, obviously, it included the DA and everybody else, and they all then give their input, and the president then drafts the State of the Nation address. So I think, I don't expect it to be radically different, but I'm interested to see how is he going to deal with some of his signature achievements, which is NHI, Bela, even expropriation bill, and how is he going to treat that given the tensions around those acts within the GNU. I mean, he can't completely ignore it, especially NHI, can't ignore. But now we're sitting with this thing where a lot of people are unhappy with various aspects of all three of those acts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Marius, in terms of the drama that we always see at SONA, it comes from the EFF. We know they're not in such a romantic place at the moment. But I heard Natora talking about security is going to be heightened because there might be protests. Are we expecting any of those things, or is this the new dawn?
Oh, well, please don't say the new dawn, but yes.
Not the dawn.
The sun has been shining for a while now, there, right? No, I don't think so, because we have obviously quite a few parties present in the National Assembly are part of the GNU. If I don't think they're in a space where they're going to disrupt, I can't really see the MK doing it either. So I expect it to be relatively smooth from that point of view. I think what would be interesting and something to look out for is all the pomp and ceremony that you have before the start of the SONA. And obviously the military, they're saying the SANDF is involved in that. And they said there will be some kind of tribute to the 14 fallen soldiers, of course, those who died in the Eastern DRC. So that's something to look out for.
All right. Thank you, Marius.
Weekdays from 6 a.m. on East Coast Radio.